rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Thanks to you at home for joining me this hour. Your anxiety is through the roof right now because you worry about your early death. And when I say early death, I mean something in your house or your car or your workplace or your city is going to kill you before your time. Smoking tobacco or cigarettes in general, eating rich chocolate Hostess cakes for breakfast, and visiting the Dominican Republic are risks that you are willing to take because they feel good. Well, you can feel good because you're a supreme being and that you're right. Therefore, you cannot be contained in this physical reality. Being a conscious and supreme being means that you can seek joy and find it in any way that you please. There is nothing that can hurt you either. Even death has no power over you. Your body is resilient, and it's a pleasure to be a human. That fact does not erase the fear that you do not have enough time on this planet. Even though this physical reality cannot hold you technically, you still want to make the best of the time you do have. You have family and friends waiting to hear your voice every day, and if not, you get cussed out when you're not where you said you would be. Your manager at work is looking for you because your area is not covered. You scramble to make sure you do the best work possible. What else is there to do? Well, that's easy because self-care is the best care. So there's always a way to take care of yourself, honestly. You likely choose to eat healthy and, well, you do that most of the time. It's easy for you to keep reusable grocery bags in your car just in case you drive by a farmer's market on Wednesday night after work. You have one of those weird cycling footrests under your desk and you sit on a ball instead of a chair. You look like a dumbass, but you don't care because you're Gucci and you are going to live to 110 healthy years old. You are going to do this without any problem staying independent either. Even your retirement savings will last you because you're smart as fuck. You work every day to protect your brain by making sure that you get all the healthy fats and no processed sugar. You drink alkaline water and eat granola for breakfast, for God's sake. You limit yourself when all your friends are getting wasted on Saturday night at the club. You may want to get high on marijuana, but you do that because you know the truth. Drinking alcohol hurts your healthy gut. So you buy supplements like probiotics and Shilajit because some handsome black man named Seven told you it was extracted from the side of a mountain. You're doing all of this bullshit because you think it's right. And it is because you know how the human body works. And you know it, and that knowledge is validated because ancient people have shared this knowledge all along. Modern scientists have echoed what ancients knew. and that is to eat as close to the earth as possible. You need the dirt, you need the water, you need the bacteria and all the minerals to stay healthy. Modern factory farming is killing the planet. So you've been doing very well eating local and eating organic. Every now and then you splurge on that limited edition pack of Oreos or the bright orange boxes of cereal with tigers and birds splashed around across the front. Treating yourself is perfectly okay. Actually, it's a given. Because you know that balance is key. Too much of a good thing, like smoking, can do harm. But generally, you'll be fine. Treating yourself is perfectly okay because if you eat sometimes you eat meat and you know that it can be detrimental to yourself, but if you eat enough of other good things, fruits and vegetables, that is, you will live long, even with little health problems. Practicing self-care even leaves room for skipping a workout because rest is vital to your brain's health. There is a threshold of how much damage your body can be under. And I am your host, Devon, and you are listening to Center of the Sun podcast. Thank you for listening. Let's recap last week. You were invited to explore new research that proves the best way to detox your body. Fasting, or diets like fasting that mimic the same process, forces your body to detoxify and clean up its cells in a short period of time. This process is called autophagy. It breaks down and recycles the unused proteins from food, viruses, and bacteria. You learned that when you do nothing, literally, the body still achieves homeostasis. All illnesses are caused by an imbalance in the body. Factors out of your control can cause your early death. That's what we've been talking about on Center of the Sun podcast. You prevent early death by bringing your body to homeostasis and allowing it the chance to heal itself first. So, we're going to be talking about glyphosate today. What the fuck is glyphosate? The title of this episode is called The Sneaky Poison, Glyphosate in Food. So why did I choose this topic? Well, it's because glyphosate is a bitch. And it is in your best interest to know what glyphosate is. Well, what is glyphosate, Devon? Well, thank you for asking. Glyphosate. So let's see. Let's start from the beginning, okay? Glyphosate is an herb that is applied to crops like wheat and corn and soy. And it's applied to those crops. It's sprayed on those crops regularly and has been. In the effort to keep the cost of farming low, which is, I mean, all the children that, you know, go are not hungry anymore. I mean, it's good. According to the New York Health Department, the New York State Health Department, this herbicide is safe for humans when used correctly. And by, you know, correctly, I mean in limited quantities. And just because a chemical can be toxic to humans, it does not mean that it will kill you. So I just want to get that out the way first. So that's what science, modern science, says. Just because something is toxic, here's an example, like cocaine, okay? Cocaine is toxic to the body at a certain level. There is a amount of cocaine. There are so many grams of cocaine, like an 8-ball will kill you if you do it in a certain amount of time. A chemical is toxic. It's deemed toxic because it has the ability to stop cell function. So even too much water is toxic. Your body can't process it if you have too much of one thing. But we do know that cocaine in high doses can stop your cells from functioning. But the caveat is that the heart attack that cocaine will cause you will stop the cell function first. So cocaine in the amount that you snort to get high is not enough to stop cell functions, but it can fuck up your heart cells, which are still functioning. It doesn't stop them, but it makes them function weird, causes an irregular heartbeat, and then that irregular heartbeat causes a cascade of other issues, which causes a heart attack. But the cocaine itself, the toxic chemical itself, is not enough to technically kill you. So that's why I brought up glyphosate as a topic today, because it has the same fucking problem. Glyphosate is laced in your food, like cocaine is laced in a weed blunt or something. And in order to avoid it, you have to pay close attention. There is no way around it. So where is this glyphosate hiding in your food? Well, let's talk about what the fuck glyphosate is from a commercial standpoint. So Bayer, you know, the motherfucking pharmaceutical company that does like heart medicine and shit like that. Well, they invented glyphosate and named it Roundup in 1974. Bayer also controls all the fucking seeds of all the vegetables and all the shit that we eat under a company named Monsanto. But basically, they literally patent all kinds of stuff that helps us, you know, eat or whatever. But like, how do you own seeds? Well, they own the process that protects those seeds. The chemical process that protects those seeds. And because Roundup has the ability to kill all weeds on top of the seeds that have been genetically modified and patented by this company, it became the gold standard basically for all farmers because it kept crops healthy and the costs low. Roundup is still widely used by farmers despite, you know, several lawsuits in the U.S. Department of Justice being settled out of court and in court for reasons related to claims that Bayer and Monsanto, the parent or the whatever company underneath, the subsidiary, knowingly knew this and as a result failed to tell us that it causes cancer and potentially death, because cancer is, you know, you get cancer, then you're probably going to die. The company sticks to this lie that they did everything in their power to warn the public, but lo and behold, they're still shelling out millions to apologize for their oversight. So consumers for years were warned by the Environmental Protection Agency and regulators alike that even though this chemical is considered safe for humans, it is always best to wash your produce before eating it. We knew that was common sense. And, you know, you do a great job with this information, but I wanted to ask a question. We can wash a cucumber and we can wash a strawberry, but what about vegetables that we cannot wash, like grains? Well, that luckily has been studied. There are several clinical trials that I'm going to share with you today. The first one being the International Journal of Food Science and Technology. A study was conducted recently, and you can find all of these links on my blog at devaughn.org, DVAUGHN.org. And you can see this particular study that was conducted to measure the level of glyphosate in baking flour. You can't wash baking flour before you bake a cake because it's what? It's a powder. Because the original indication of glyphosate when Bayer created it was used as a broad-spectrum antibiotic, not an herbicide, scientists decided to simply measure how much the dough rises. Why do you think they did this? When you make bread, you're supposed to knead the dough. Then, you know, you get the flour, whatever, you knead the dough, then you put it in a bowl near a warm heat, near a heat source. You cover it with a towel and you let it sit for a half hour or to an hour, and you watch it grow. Well, bakers used yeast bacteria to create the gases to make dough twice or three times the original size of that little you know, like, so it grew about two or three times larger than when they started. This process is literally what makes bread fluffy. The bacteria, and then outside of that, you have like a biscuit or like a cracker. Like, this is just levels of yeast that were or were not used. In order to achieve this, the growing dough, they use yeast. Or did I say that? Well, the bacteria that is used is called yeast, and it's very common. Yeast allows us to create all kinds of desserts, pickles, wine, beer. It's good bacteria. We love good bacteria. Good bacteria, like yeast, are the reasons why humans have lived so long. Like, the Chinese people have cracked this code, like, in the mountains, like, thousands of years ago. And it's the reason why you'll see miracles in the Bible, like Jesus making water into wine, because there was a certain point in time you couldn't drink water because you'd get sick, and they didn't understand why. But turning water into wine allowed people to hydrate and kill the bad bacteria and the viruses and stuff in the water. Basically, Salem witch trials, you know, the good bacteria was like magic. It was just like people just didn't understand what the mechanism was. Good bacteria works like magic in your body too. You feed the good bacteria in your body leafy greens and celery. That's why the people tell you to eat salad. You're not feeding your human cells, because your human cells love sugar and fat. Your feet, not kale and shit. But you know what likes kale and shit? Good bacteria likes kale and shit. Good bacteria likes yeast and shit like that. You're feeding the good bacteria in your body fibrous vegetables like leafy greens and celery, oranges. And you're also hydrating those cells with alkaline water and other pure sources of water that were not fucked up by humans. When you do this, the bacteria, the good bacteria in your body, they create a symphony of chemical reactions. Those chemical reactions give off gas and create pockets of air within the dough. Those bubbles make bread fluffy, like I said. So what scientists found was not very shocking at first. During, you know, in this study at International, they were just like, it's just going to rise. It's exactly what it's going to do. But they looked at the wheat used to make the bread, not the bacteria. And for instance, white bread, it gets its color by stripping wheat of its outer shell and its husk, and it just down to the grain. Scientists prepared that dough and found that the dough rose and continued to rise without any problems, which is good. As a result, you know, the scientists, when they got from start to finish, they got soft, white, Wonder Bread-like product. And that's great, right? Yeah, that's great. But the gag is that when those same scientists continued to move to less processed wheat bread, so instead of just like getting the stripped wheat, when they used whole wheat bread, which uses the grain and the shell of the thing, because you need all the fiber, what they found is that the dough took longer to rise in the bowl, even though everything else was the same. The only thing that was different was that they used whole wheat flour. When scientists compared the two hunks of dough, they found that because wheat bread uses the entire plant to make the flour and then to rise, there must be something different about the wheat. And that difference was glyphosate. They found that more glyphosate was present because more of this herbicide was present on the outside of the of the grain. When you use whole wheat flour, you use the inside and the outside of the wheat. When you use white flour, you just use the inside of the wheat. And because there was more glyphosate present, the wheat did not rise as quickly, because there's still bacteria in there, so they're going to still colonize and duplicate themselves or replicate themselves. But their conclusion of this study, and it's like the dumbest study in the world, like, how fast does bread rise? But they concluded in this study that because there was more glyphosate present, Because when you spray the wheat crop, like, it's just on the outside and not on the inside. It didn't penetrate the wheat easily, but because there was more glyphosate present on the outside of the whole wheat kernels, that whole wheat flour took longer to bake than white bread, because glyphosate basically sterilizes yeast. It sterilizes good bacteria. Yeast bacteria needed 4 hours. So to get to the nitty gritty, the yeast bacteria needed 4 hours to rise when the scientists used whole wheat flour instead of 1 hour with the bleach flour. So it's like a four, it, there's four times more, you know, volume. But then, you know, scientists are like, okay, well, it might just be the wheat. It might just be the DNA. You know, what if it's just the genes of the wheat? Like, what is there? Is there something else like contributing to this? Well, what they did is they rinsed it. So they took whole wheat flour and rinsed it off first versus bleach flour that was also rinsed or whatever it was. And guess what? They didn't find a difference. So it wasn't the genes of the flour. It was something external that was stopping. And what they found was glyphosate, being water soluble, washed off real easy. So here's another gag, okay? Here's the true gag, okay? Honey, you are a supreme being, but the water inside of your body has the ability to extract the glyphosate from the food. Just like yeast and bread, good bacteria complete a symphony of chemical reactions that create the building blocks of your cells. These building blocks of all life are called amino acids. It's like you're building a house with no bricks and no foundation. Like, you can get a tent, I mean, but it ain't very strong. You can get a freaking hut, but it ain't that big. You know, like, without the right foundation, you basically are counting down the days of being homeless. Without the right foundation in your body with these amino acids, you're counting down the days to your early death. I'm just saying, glyphosate is killing your body's good bacteria, and glyphosate is laced in your food when you're not creating enough amino acids to support your long-term health. I don't know what to tell you. So what I am going to tell you, though, is how to decrease glyphosate in your food, because I went to Walmart the other day and I spent hella money just trying to read every label. You know, I spent like double what I normally would spend, but I'm like, God damn, eating organic is hard. And I did this, and I encourage you to do the same, because the true impact of this herbicide is unknown. Like, that is what I'm getting from all of the research. It's like, we can detect it. We see it here. It's real easy to get off your food. But like, if you've been eating it for 30 years and never washed your vegetables, like, what are you going to do? Well, you know, that's okay. What are you going to do? Here's what you're going to do. So here's another study, and you can read the results. I have a link, a shareable link on my blog, dvaughn.org. And there's another study from the Journal of Consumer Protection and Safety. This journal found that glyphosate is easily detectable in human urine. Look at that. Like, what? We can find it in a urine? Like, that was easy. But if you're an American, there you have a higher risk of contamination, because what was found was that even though, you know, it's a trace amount and it's like magnitudes away from being like a toxic level, just because something is toxic in the short term, it doesn't mean it's going to kill you. We know that. But on average, Americans have higher levels of glyphosate in their urine than Europeans. And so it is good that you pee out glyphosate. You know, it's good that it doesn't penetrate your cells as, and it's not as detrimental as we once thought it was. But how do you know glyphosate is not harming you slowly over time? The short answer is that you don't know anything. You don't know this, and without proper data and without proper measurement, you don't know what you're putting in your body, and you don't know what's coming out of it. All we know is that it's detectable. So what you actually know for sure, and what scientists have found over and over again, is that you need the building blocks of your health, those amino acids. You need those amino acids. You don't get those amino acids without good bacteria creating those chemical reactions in your body. Those chemical reactions in your body support your body's ability to heal itself. We've learned that the last however many episodes we've been talking about autophagy and fasting, and it happens on a microscopic level, the 1 billion times a second. Like, it's always constantly happening. This process is constantly happening. So you have many chances to fix and prevent early death. But without this microscopic support, because you're not only destroying good bacteria in your because of the food, you take medications, you do all kind of stuff to kill the good bacteria inside of your body. You know, it's a compounding effect. So you are more likely to die of early death caused by inflammation, because when you, it's like a cascade. It's like, it starts with the building blocks. If you don't have those, then your body is, you know, it is wants to achieve homeostasis, but it achieves homeostasis by freaking out. And we know that cancer and heart disease and dementia and diabetes are just some of the illnesses that are linked to your body constantly freaking out. Scientists suggest that direct contact with glyphosate is the most common route of exposure. But they also found that eating food that contains glyphosate also leads to trace amounts of chemicals in participants who were studied in their urine. Those trace amounts of any, trace amounts of any toxic substance over a sustained period of time, it tells your body, oh shit, there's a poison here, let's freak out. That sustained freaking out or inflammation can harm your body. And we know that it harms your brain, it harms your heart, it harms all of your organs. You're working double to do nothing. We're not being chased by lions, we're not being chased by threats, we're literally just walking around stressed the fuck out and don't even know it. Glyphosate, another reason why you should be harmful or be wary of glyphosate, is that its original indication was as an antibiotic medication, but it was too strong. So they were like, oh shit, it kills, and you know, it can kill this and kill that, but it's in humans in that level, it's too much. Let's make it a weed killer. You can attack these long-term problems in several ways, okay? Because it becoming a weed killer, I don't think anyone realized how bad it was going to be until they realized it. And then they were like, shit, we can't go backwards now. We can't undo what we just did. So let's just kind of limit it. Let's limit the damage. Harm reduction. You know, it works well for IV drug users. Why can't it work well for grain manufacturers? But you attack these long-term problems in several ways. Because you know that good bacteria inside of you promotes healthy cell function. That's all you need to know. As long as your cells are working fine, you're going to be okay. You're going to detox fine. It's fine. But you want to limit glyphosate's damage to your body by eating fermented foods every day, like sauerkraut, kombucha, and black garlic. You can also supplement your diet with probiotics, buying local and eating organic. You want to create that symphony of amino acids. You want the good bacteria to just be up in your body, just eating so much in order to counteract. Because you can't, how do you, literally every cracker, every Cheerio, every fucking thing you put in your mouth is potentially contaminated. But you are the best detox cleanse. If you do nothing, is also the same as drinking a vinegar, you know, and detoxing in that way. So That's all I got in terms of, you know, scaring you today. What have you heard about glyphosate? Send me your questions, host@centersun21.com, or you can visit my blog, devaughn.org, devaughn.org. Thank you for listening, but your anxiety is still high. I know it is. I can feel it because I can see the sweat dripping from your brow. I want you to keep in mind that you will ultimately be okay. And I want to continue the conversation because not only are we inundated with toxic chemicals and stuff like that in our environment, you are also inundated with superficial and toxic culture. Where is the balance when everything is well and good? Positive vibes, this and that. Too much of a good thing can knock everything off balance. So, do you feel like you have the space to express who you truly are? Instead, do you focus on what others think or tell you you should believe? If you believe the soul chooses the body as a tool of expression, shouldn't the soul have some sense? Well, I make it my mission to talk about the iterative process of the soul and soul development. It's kind of like a newborn baby. Like, a newborn baby is valuable and should be protected at all costs. That's how you should think of your soul. It's a baby, but it should be protected at all costs. It don't know shit. It can't do nothing without interaction. You must allow the soul to develop and mature into an adult that can create and change the world. Therefore, I come as often as possible to share with you what I know about myself on Center of the Sun. That is also why I think we have arrived at such a weird place in social media. You look back at the different profiles I've owned, Facebook, Instagram, all of them, and you will see that I've never really been a fan of superficial and toxic social media, internet culture. And basically, I don't like any of it because I'm just tired of seeing the same thing every day. That's why I have a podcast, because I'm constantly trying to, I'm seeking new information, but I don't have anybody to talk to it. Because only everybody just wants to take selfies. And don't get me wrong. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to see your face. I want to feel your emotions. I would love to hear your voice and see your body move. I love it. But the soul must interact with reality. That is how it works. And once you realize the earth is a gift, you're going to honor it. And then you're going to honor your soul. And then you're going to honor yourself. If you never sit down and think, how can you be aware of that, of the honoring, and how can you be, where should you put your attention? And subsequently, how are you self-aware if you're not aware of your surroundings? If you're not aware of glyphosate in your food, how are you aware of yourself? How are you aware, if you're not aware of glyphosate in your food, how are you aware of glyphosate in your body? You can't be. And I'm not talking about self-awareness in relation to other people. Like, no one gives a fuck. I want you to ponder, who the fuck am I? And who the fuck am I in relation to my experiences? Now, I know this is an overwhelming question. The first thing you need to know in order to answer that question is who the fuck to avoid. So I'm going to recap an episode that I did probably a few months ago, and the first kind of person you should avoid, are the space invaders. The space invaders, it sounds very like science fiction or whatever, but no, but like literally people that invade your space. It's the kind of person who gives the impression that they need something, so you naturally want to help them, but after that happens, you start to realize they never actually listened to your words or even considered your advice or considered the fact that you have authority on the matter, even though they asked for it. this is what you should know about Space Invaders. They don't actually want someone to improve any aspect of themselves. They would rather you be miserable with them. So the moment you anticipate this, this behavior in somebody, drop them immediately because they're not there. They're only going to suck your energy. The second kind of person I want you to avoid are the manipulators. Manipulators only mirror what they think you want to see or hear from them. They normally do this to build rapport with you or to get close to you. I see this a lot. I see this a lot at work because I make an effort to be authentic with every person that I meet. It's just easier down the long run to not lie or not to be a manipulator. But the person who will manipulate you will get comfortable just to see if they can change your mind using personal information that you offered them. So whatever they want to manipulate you for, they're going to try to get close to you and try to use your good nature to manipulate you. And I'm telling you to avoid these folks because basically, you know, if these two people, if people don't fall into these categories, they're normally safe. Now, there might be people that just want to kill you in cold blood or just steal your shit just because, there is no intention. They're just evil, whatever it is. But the best way to avoid these people is to make sure that you never treat anyone else like this. So you must remember that you are the supreme being. You can manifest the reality you see fit. That reality does not have to exist at the expense of other people. When someone sees you treating someone in those two ways, they think that you don't understand reality. You don't understand the soul. Well, it's true. You don't understand the soul, and therefore they can take advantage of you too. Now, I don't want you going around policing other people's behavior because you can't, but you can use this as a guide to just help yourself or police your own behavior. Your body can alert you to several people that may only wish you harm. So, awareness. I am only putting this into your consciousness so that you are not bamboozled. A few months ago, I was discussing life paths with one of my patients, and I experienced several synchronicities that indicated to me that I was on the right track. So, synchronicities, they pop up in my life when something big is about to happen, or if I'm about to experience a major shift. Also, I watch for my dreams. I watch for various things that indicate to me that there's a pattern. And you can thank your brain. This is why you want to protect your brain. Because I know the synchronicities that I experience have a certain kind of shimmer to them. I can't really explain it, but they have a shimmer. They're the light bouncing off of that thing is different. When the soul wants to alert you to something serious, there's always an element that, I always see an element that I won't forget, like seeing Sally Jesse Raphael in a dream or having group sex in a dream or something weird that I wouldn't do in normal life. Something shocking always, when that happens, something shocking always comes before and after a major message. Just so I don't forget. And it's always something that in which I find value. So there are times when you see 11:11 on the clock or 77.7 degrees Fahrenheit on the thermostat. And when you do make note of it and then you start recognizing those things more often, for instance, when you're buying a car, you start seeing like a slug bug or a Volkswagen Beetle or something. When you become aware of a Volkswagen Beetle, you start seeing that car everywhere you drive. And this is similar to numbers and synchronicities because they're important. And numbers are particularly meaningful because they can explain literally everything about our world. They allow us to deduce and find patterns in our reality. When someone is talking about me, or if I feel energy that someone is looking at me or whatever it is, people always say the expression like, my ears are burning, da da da. Well, there's some truth to that expression. Like, you do feel there's something in your body that makes you look that way, and there's somebody looking directly in your eyes. Or you're like, you're not talking, you know, or you heard something, or you hear something down the road that, yeah, they were talking about me. That was weird. Sometimes I just listen to loud music. So when my ears are burning or ringing, I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't turn down the music. But, like, what if it's not after a concert or not after, you know, you took off your Beats? If your ears are ringing without being prompted, pay attention. This is how you use your body to understand the world. And one of the last things I want to mention, I oftentimes have this feeling. What was I talking? It was like the other day I was on Twitter. But basically, feelings of doom. I have this impulse, often because catastrophic expectancy is completely real, but it can be linked to post-traumatic stress disorder. Catastrophic expectancy linked to post-traumatic stress disorder requires like a doctor's attention or a therapist's attention. But if you're Black or you're African-American or you identify as a marginalized person in general, the potential of you getting murdered in cold blood exists, is like persistent every day. Like, you're allowed to feel panicked. But sometimes, in my case, I can't always point to something specific, or you can't point to trauma, or you have feelings of doom, and that feeling of doom may be linked to a dark entity like Lucifer or some entity that's been created in your mind by the culture, a dark entity that does not exist, but only in the astral realm, or they might be actual demons that we're basically, you listen to your body, and because we know that demons and evil things are real, those entities that were created by humans and other people may be trying to poke at your fear and keeping you locked into the violence and destruction that's currently ruling our reality is the goal. And it only gives that human or that dark entity more ammunition to be used against you. It creates a pattern of your behavior. So in order to combat all of these things, so to combat glyphosate, you need to just focus on cell function. Focus on feeding the bacteria inside of your body so that they can dispel of the waste. You don't have to worry about, and you got to eat organic and stuff. You got to try your best, but I mean, you just got to make sure you get your probiotics and stuff, because the bacteria can process the glyphosate, but you need to really like it, but it's an antibiotic. So it's really hard for them to process it. Also, to combat toxic culture, I need you to focus on soul development. Okay, this is like a running theme, the esoteric energy system. When you understand soul development, you understand yourself. Looking at each other is fine, but when it's all we do all day fucking long, you can get tired of the pageantry. I do too. It's very normal. So this process is called unfoldment, and we're gonna finish up real quick. I want to give you a disclaimer. You're going to, you know, when you become aware of the soul and the process of soul development, you are going to experience rapid shifts in consciousness. So I want you to remember that self-care is paramount in this process. You must take care of your body. You must take care of your emotions, and you must take care of your mind. If you need help, email me, host@centersun21.com, or subscribe to my blog at devaughn.org, devaughn.org. I also am happy to be a natural remedies specialist through secretenergy.com. So if you need some products, I'm going to be starting a weekly product sharing. I don't know. And we're just going to just roll with it. But do you remember the first time you recognized yourself in a mirror as a kid? Because, I mean, I actually remember the exact day when I looked in the mirror. I was like, oh, hey, that's you. You know, like kind of thing. It's still an odd memory. But prior to that day, I had no concept of who my etheric self or physical self was. But I know that I had a consciousness up until that point. So That's the first step. I mean, that's the first step of an of unfoldment, is you identify, the soul identifies with the physical body. At the time, I was just a baby soul. A baby soul. Baby soul. But basically, it's the realization that the physical body is just an illusion, and that you exist before and after that body, and that you're greater than this body, and the dualistic reality gets a little bit harder to operate inside of once you start realizing, like, wait, so I know there's good and there's bad, but then there's me too. Like, I'm looking at the good and bad options. Am I good or bad? Like, it's the logic of our culture starts to break down when you realize that you are a whole separate entity from this whole physical plane of existence. And you feel pretty good when you start to understand the power that humans have, like creating synthetic chemicals that promote food distribution and, you know, and decrease hunger and all that kind of stuff, but can become an issue if left unchecked. And you also have to remember that you get bogged down with daily life. So it's okay to feel powerless at times, but you are powerful. And that's the first step of unfoldment, is just identifying that those two, the mind and the body, are two separate things. I think most people have passed the first step, and you're not going to jail, but you will collect $200. The second phase of soul development or soul unfoldment is when you start recognizing the self that exists purely in your head and is separate from your body, but is still affected by it. Huh. That's why Beyonce keeps telling you to be vegan. She wants you to ascend to this phase of realizing that form and self are not the same, but are linked in some way. And that's the phase that I feel stuck in. That might be the phase that you feel stuck in. When you meditate, you should do so with the intention of meeting your higher self. But do you see how I separated you and your higher self? That's okay, because you have to start somewhere, but just realize that just because you're separating them doesn't mean that they're separate. Your higher self and yourself and your consciousness and your body, like, you're starting to make all these delineations. But let's continue on with the third step. The third stage of unfoldment or soul development is really where it starts to get weird. And this is why people are like, Devon, you're crazy. I'm like, I know I'm crazy, and there's nothing wrong with me. Crazy, duh. But the third step is you listening to this podcast and realizing and believing me when I tell you that you are a supreme being locked in physical form, but you cannot be contained. Though you're locked, but it's not, but you have the key. And I've said this before, and by realizing this, it's actually it opens up an entire new level of consciousness. Humanity starts to feel like a privilege instead of a chore. And at this point, it's the point at which you want to maximize your time here on Earth. Your soul chose your body. You chose your reality, but you don't have all the information to make the right choices moving forward. Like, should I eat organic or shouldn't I? Well, it's up to you to understand your risk. And, you know, you should eat organic because it's just the right thing to do, because we can't trust nobody. You should eat local, not organic, because organic is a threshold of toxicity. And I'm just like, I don't know if this is right to tell people this is organic and make them pay more when it's still got glyphosate in it. Like, but as long as you promote your cell function in your body, you should be fine, honey. If you get cancer and all that kind of stuff, you know, it is what it is, because you've gone so long with all this damage. Like, it. So, I mean, have you tried water fasting? What have you tried? There are so many things that you don't do that help you. Have you tried those? Have you tried eliminating things from your diet? There was a YouTube video that I saw, and basically they was talking about water fasting, and there's a scientist that believes that if every person in America, or if every person in the world, took 1 week out of the year to do a water fast, we would have a 99.9% reduction in cancer and all illness, actually, because of the body's natural ability to heal itself. Moving along, stage four. Stage four is where the soul starts to dominate the physical form, and the shift of the consciousness happens once again. And this is where a lot of physical or that's the free soul. I think this is kind of where shamans are, where this is where a lot of people's try or they stay. This is where they kind of stop because it's like, okay, you know, being a human requires a physical form. So it's basically you being able to supersede your form, but through your emotion, through the use of your emotions, because that's really our only, the electricity that runs through our body is what is like the energy that gives this animates our, the emotions. I don't really know how to explain it, but the animation caused by emotions are paramount to your human survival. The will of the soul must find a way to supersede the needs and desires of the physical body. So you going out of your body or whatever it is, it becomes your new objective. And then those people in this stage, the shamanic witch stage, then at this level, you also get to interact with other entities. And I'm feeling my emotions. You get to interact with other entities little by little. And over the course of time, the soul becomes whole with the body. Okay. So the body is necessary at every stage, but this is the point at which you can actually help humans as a whole. And by stage five, you're approaching initiation. And I just want to take a moment to note that I do feel the chills going up and down my spine right now. Because I do feel like I'm sensing some sort of energy in the air right now. As I continue talking about this, it's like intuitively I'm getting signals from my body that this is the right thing to talk about, because it's not cold. It's actually hot in this room right now because I had to turn off the air conditioning. So I'm like, why am I cold? Well, there's because I'm interacting with whatever spirit has helped me write this thing. So the will of the soul becomes automatic. And stage five, you start to shed your ego and you get this thing in your head called the informed voice. And this is basically just pure intuition, pure vision, direct knowledge from the soul, and the ability to use indirect energy. This is magic. This is where magic comes in. So remember when I talked about the different bodies, your astral body, your etheric body, your mental body, those things at this stage start to fuse together. So there is no body and no astral body and no mental body, no physical body. You know, it's all one thing. It's just the essence of you becomes one. And that is where, you know, God is. Gods are, or God is. We don't know. No one's achieved this. And by the time they achieve it, they have become an essence. So we don't see them. The only time I've seen this portrayed ever is the last Star Wars, where the woman was the character, or the main character, or the second installment where the woman was the main character, like the young Skywalker's whoever. But she basically, when Luke Skywalker saved the universe, he was raptured up into the sun. That's what I'm talking about. You've seen this in the template of Jesus, in the life of Jesus too. Like, it's all intuitive. That's why the Bible, you know, is just badly transcribed. This is just a badly transcribed template of soul development. Jesus, you know, he went through these same five steps. It's actually crazy. So I'm going to stop here today. Thank you so much for listening. Basically, what I'm trying to share with you today is that before harvest, farmers spray crops with an herbicide containing a compound called glyphosate in food. This compound is poisonous because it kills the good bacteria that live inside of you. Take a probiotic, eat organic, and eat some sauerkraut. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great day. Visit my blog, devaughn.org, spelled devaughn.org. Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember, it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.